You were born in the 50s in Santa Monica, California, with show business running through your genes. Your mother, Judy Garland, was a living legend, and your dad, Sid Luft, a movie producer. Your half-sister, Liza Minnelli, is a movie and theatre star. I wonder, what was it like growing up in the public eye in the 50s and 60s? And what did you quickly learn as a child?
I've had this question so many times over the years. I have nothing to compare it to. I mean, I know that people want to hear something different, but I have to be really honest with your listeners. It was my normal.
Mm.
I didn't know anything different.
Sure.
So it didn't seem strange or odd or anything to me. It didn't seem, it wasn't like I grew up with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and then I was adopted by Judy Garland. You know, there's a story.
Yeah.
But no, so I really don't. And it's funny. I've got friends of mine, like Lucy Arnaz, whose mom is Lucille Ball. And we all say to each other, what are you, the one question, and we all say the same thing. It was our normal.
Yeah. Does it irritate you when people ask you that question?
Well, no, because I don't, it doesn't irritate me. I just sometimes feel you're going to be disappointed.
Lorna, coming back to your first love, singing, you've got a great vocal range and you've sung across a really wide range of genres, including rock and pop. Is it true that you're on a Blondie album?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
The producers of Blondie introduced me to Debbie Harry, and Debbie was having a session on an album called Eat to the Beat, and the producer hired me, the great Ellie Greenwich, who was extraordinary. She was an incredible songwriter. She was an incredible talent. Then, of course, you know, everybody knows Ellie through her work of just one of her big songs, Going to the Chapel. I mean, and all of those songs that she wrote in the 50s and the 60s. And it was Ellie, myself, and I want to say Carla DeVita, and Debbie on this record. And we just all became friends. Record, listen to me.
We're not up with the lingo. We've got to get up with the lingo, haven't we?
Yeah. And Debbie Harry was one of the most, she was fun, and she's just terrific. She's a great girl, Debbie. And she is very, very self-confident in her songwriting, in her performance. She knew exactly who she was, and she knew what she was bringing into the musical genre.
That's interesting. So she was very aware of the impact
Absolutely.
She was having right from the start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really was.
That.
And she is. I mean, she's a great talent, Debbie Harry.
Very much
and I'm lucky that she's my friend.